Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Your Memphis Tigers football team is back in action on Saturday, October 19th against AAC foe Tulane. This is a big game in the race for AAC dominance, and a loud and proud Memphis home crowd is necessary. Single game tickets start at just $20 and are available today at GoTigersGo.com. Come out and see one of the nation's most exciting teams. Memphis versus Tulane on Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
State of Missouri Supply National Contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, you get a chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word FUN, F-U-N. Text FUN to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our Radio.com Cash Contest. Again, your 4 o'clock keyword is FUN. Text FUN, F-U-N, to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Your next chance is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But right now, text FUN, F-U-N, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Her daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you didn't expect our king and savior, LeBron James, to have his finest moment last night when he was asked here in the United States of America for the first time to comment on the relationship between the NBA and China, on the Daryl Morey tweet that badly damaged the relationship between the NBA and China, because our king and savior, LeBron James, he didn't do himself any favors. It's like he showed up to take a test he knew he was going to have to take, and for whatever reason, he didn't have any of the right answers. I'll play the audio for you momentarily and then tell you how LeBron James should have handled that moment. I tweeted last night, there is a proper way, certainly a better way, no perfect way, but a better way to answer the question LeBron James had to know he was going to be asked last night. What's the better way? I'll give it my best shot. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Keith Easterwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. He knows Sam Sausagehead. They in a G-chat together. He gonna join me. Keith Easterwood is not Sam Sausagehead, unfortunately. In about 20 minutes, I'll ask him what's up. We'll see what's up. Easterwood will be here 4:25. Finish that. I usually do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I discuss four previously undiscussed stories, but not today, Bennett. Not today.
Oh, yeah?
Got a tweet from a gentleman named Brad Watson.
I saw that.
He said, are you going to take phone calls today? Tweeted at both of us. Mm-hmm. I appreciate him covering all the bases. He tweeted at both of us. He said, are you going to take phone calls today? Because there's a question I really want to answer. And I'll be honest, at that point before I got the tweet from Brad, I was up in the air on it. Like, I could easily talk about the Cardinals blowing the NLCS or Yankees Astros or a Fort Worth police officer being charged with murder because of the weekend shooting of a woman in Texas. But I decided, you know what? I'm here for the people. If Brad Watson wants a question answered, I'm assuming it's tied to the LeBron James situation, NBA in China, I'll answer Brad Watson's question, whatever it is. So we'll do that around 4:44. Take your phone calls at 535-3776. Like I say every time, please don't make me regret it. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with LeBron James and China. The big headline was made last night, and here's a few paragraphs from the story at ESPN.com. LeBron James believes Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, quote, wasn't educated before he sent the tweet in support of anti-government protesters in Hong Kong that damaged relations between China and the NBA. Speaking to the media for the first time since Morey's tweet on October 4th set off a firestorm, LeBron James declined to comment about the politically tense situation between China and the NBA, but did talk about Morey's tweet and how it has jeopardized the relationship between China and the league, owners, teams, and players. Now, LeBron was speaking last night for about 7 minutes total, but the words that are getting the most attention are the words that he said after he was asked whether Daryl Morey should be punished in any way by the NBA or by the Houston Rockets, because there's a thought in NBA circles that if a player would have put the NBA's risk, the money at this type of risk, or the NBA's relationship with a country worth this much money at risk, that that player would be dealt with accordingly. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has made it clear, we regret everything that happened because of Daryl Morey's tweet. And by the way, if you're unfamiliar, the tweet was sent two Friday nights ago in support of the protesters in Hong Kong. And it led to all sorts of things. Events being canceled while NBA teams were in China, Houston Rockets being jerked off of television, preseason games getting no coverage, advertising dollars being ripped away. It was a costly, figuratively and literally, tweet that the Houston general manager sent. And so there's some thought that if this were a player who caused all this, that player would be dealt with. Should the general manager of the Houston Rockets be punished or penalized in any way because of the tweet that he sent that caused all of this? And LeBron James answered in this way.
Part of the reporting today was that players in the meeting with Adam were wondering if Daryl would be reprimanded or punished because if a player had said something to cost the league money, you thought, not you personally maybe, but the players thought that they would be punished. Do you think that Daryl should have been reprimanded for that?
I think that's another situation that should stay behind closed doors. We are to see what happens with any one of our players or with an owner or with a GM at a later date. I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we always talk, we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl. With Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and so many people could have been harmed, not only financially but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say, and what we do. Even though yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
So there's a lot there. I don't care whether you are on the right side of the aisle, left side of the aisle, whether you love LeBron James or can't stand LeBron James, I think we can all agree that's a terrible answer to that question. Even people who think LeBron is an amazing basketball player and an incredible human who has done incredible things in this country, from being a present, positive father to building schools for underprivileged kids who are growing up in Akron and the surrounding areas, similar to the way he grew up, with so many odds stacked considerably against you. LeBron James, as he has made a point to point out many times, is definitely more than a basketball player. And I think somebody who is on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, year-to-year basis, done way more than just score points and grab rebounds that are significant contributors to making this country, and I mean this sincerely, a better place. That said, terrible answer to that particular question. Not a single point he made was rooted in the truth. Not a single point he made was that one that makes you go, oh, okay, I see where you're coming from. First off, to suggest that Daryl Morey wasn't thinking about others just flies in the face of common sense. He was literally thinking of others, specifically the people in Hong Kong. He was thinking of them. Like, Daryl Morey is an American who lives in America, who's making a lot of money running an NBA franchise. Daryl Morey's tweet showing support for Hong Kong doesn't help Daryl Morey at all. In fact, as we quickly found out, it could hurt Daryl Morey with his owner, with the NBA in general. Could hurt his franchise with China, which damages the revenue stream of your owner's prized possession. Like, none of this stuff is good. I don't think Daryl Morey properly understood exactly what would happen once he hit send on that tweet, but the idea that Daryl Morey was doing anything other than thinking about other people is just crazy. He was clearly thinking about something other than himself, people other than himself. And when LeBron James says, I just don't think he was educated on the situation at hand, that's been interpreted a couple of different ways. The one way you could read into that is that Daryl Morey simply doesn't understand the dynamics between Hong Kong and China. And I have no idea of knowing whether that's true or not, but I suspect that he's got a decent grasp of it. Either way, LeBron James has come back and tried to clarify that's not actually what he meant, as much as he meant Daryl Morey didn't understand, wasn't educated on what will happen if you send this tweet. And like I said earlier, I think that's probably true. I think if you could sit Daryl Morey down 2 minutes before he hits send and really just hits retweet on a tweet. I mean, it's not even like his own, 700-word paragraph on human rights in China. Mm-hmm. It was really just like he's retweeting something that other people retweeted. I promise you, if you could sit down with him 2 minutes before, 20 seconds before he was going to hit send and say, Daryl, listen, do what you want to do. Ultimately, Adam Silver will decline to punish you in any way. Ultimately, this won't cost you your job, but it will damage this trip you're on to China. It will damage the relationship between the NBA and China. It will damage the relationship between the Houston Rockets and China. It will cost your franchise real significant revenue streams. Would you do it? You sure you want to do it? I'm confident he'd say, nah, I can just pass on this one. I can pass on this one. So when LeBron James says he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, I'll take LeBron at his word, at his clarification, which means not necessarily on the dynamics between Hong Kong and China, but not educated on what's going to happen the second you send this tweet. I accept that, and I think it's mostly valid. But the one thing LeBron said in there that is actually a hint at the truth is that, as he points out, you have to be understanding of who can be harmed, not spiritually. Who cares about that? Not legally. That wasn't going to happen.
but financially. Who would be harmed financially by that tweet? LeBron James insists Daryl Morey didn't take that into account. And it seems pretty clear Daryl Morey didn't take that into account. But don't get it twisted. That is the reason. Whether it's Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, LeBron James, Steph Curry, or anybody else isn't speaking up honestly on this issue. Because it's impractical to speak up honestly on this issue as an American with incredible business interest in China. And that's why this is such a dicey, delicate, complicated situation. Because in a lot of things public figures encounter in life, for most of us, it's very easy to just say, here's what I think. And you might enrage a certain segment of the population by doing that, but you don't care. And even more to the point, it probably won't cost you $1 billion. If you were LeBron James, Adam Silver, or anybody connected to the NBA, and you speak up honestly, the way you feel, you take your values, put them on display about China, you are costing your employer, and in LeBron's case, yourself, millions, if not tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. I believe the annual media rights deal in China for the NBA is $200 million. China's a communist government. They could decide tomorrow, we don't have the NBA here. Just like we don't have Twitter here, just like we don't have South Park here, just like we don't have lots of things here. That's $200 million coming in that's no longer coming in. That impacts the NBA. It impacts every franchise, including the Grizzlies, because it changes the salary cap. Perhaps not as significantly as some have suggested, but it does. That means your max contract's no longer worth what it was. That means your mid-level's no longer worth what it was. It means your rookie deals are no longer worth what they were. It takes money out of everybody's pocket, to different degrees, but money out of everybody's pocket. If you want to know why people aren't speaking up on that in the NBA, that's why. And by the way, because I get a whole bunch of you tweeting at me, if you are somebody who is now insisting LeBron James should speak up honestly, just denounce communism publicly, if you are also the same person who's ever told LeBron James to shut up about President Trump, about police brutality, about racism in this country, I don't need to hear from you. You don't belong in this conversation. I don't value your opinion. You don't matter because you are just as much of a hypocrite as you think LeBron James is. Furthermore, if you're somebody screaming for LeBron James to denounce communism and China publicly right now, tell me why you're not screaming for your president to do it. Because he ain't doing it. Who's more in a position to speak out about right and wrong in this world? An all-star basketball player or the president of the United States? But I promise you, whatever you want LeBron James to say, you won't hear the president of the United States say. And here's the part that's going to blow your mind. It's for the exact same reasons. Because they both have incredible business interest in China. Both personally and in their current jobs. LeBron James as a professional basketball player. Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Why does Donald Trump have tons of Trump things made in China? Because it's the best way to do it if you're out to make a buck. So why isn't he speaking up on behalf of Hong Kong? For the exact same reasons LeBron James isn't speaking up. So let's settle there for a second. The reason politicians, the CEO of Apple, Fred Smith right here in Memphis, isn't going to stand up and denounce China, stand up and back Hong Kong, is the exact same reason LeBron James won't do it. Steph Curry won't do it. Steve Kerr won't do it. It's not because any of these people just need to freshen up on the dynamics between China and Hong Kong, learn a little more. It's because it is impractical to do so. Well, just tell the truth. Telling the truth is not a practical approach in the real world all the time. I can apply it to big things or small things. Just go, hey, just tell the truth. Telling the truth is not practical all the time. If you're a guy out there driving around, you ever called anybody fat? Your whole life. Somebody you've seen on TV, somebody you've seen at the park, somebody you've seen at a game, somebody you've seen at a bar. You ever said, oh my God, look at that person. Person's fat. That's the truth, right? They weigh 315 pounds, probably fat. All right? Now, if you're that same guy, if your mother weighs 250 or your wife weighs 275, next time they ask you, they all dressed up for church or whatever they get dressed up for, and they ask you, how do I look? Tell them they look fat. Just tell the truth. Good luck. It's not a practical thing to say.
Right.
It's counterproductive to your life on a much larger, more important, more serious level. An American with big business interests in China denouncing China is counterproductive. It's impractical. And so the question becomes, well, then what? What do you do if you're LeBron James? Because you're the biggest voice in the NBA, probably the biggest voice in American sports. Your league has just gone through what it went through in China. You and your teammates were silenced because of an agreement between the NBA and China while you were in China. Now you're back stateside. All the cameras are going to be in your face. You're going to be asked about this. What do you do? What do you say? Because I tweeted last night, there's just a better way to do this. And the better way isn't to just tell the truth. You can't just stand up and say, listen, I think what's going on in China is bananas. And the way they treat people there is criminal. But I can't say that because, like, I got movies to make. I got shoes to sell. We got an NBA brand to export. Well, that don't get you anywhere. You can't say that. So how do you handle the question in a way that is practical but also makes you not look ridiculous? Because the way LeBron James handled question after question last night made him look ridiculous. And I think more or less I've got it figured out. If you're LeBron James and you know what's coming, you got 10 days to prepare, you're asked the question, a general question about China and the NBA and the relationship between China and the NBA. Why wouldn't something like this work? Or at the very least, be better. I'm LeBron James. I'm standing in front of a group of reporters. Somebody asked me a question about China and the NBA, a question I know is coming. Why not say this? Listen, we as a country, not as the NBA or Nike, but as an entire country, more or less, have made a choice to be in business with China. And with that choice, obviously, we're going to encounter some complex issues. If people in my profession or the average American didn't understand that, say, a month ago, I trust everybody understands it now. It's been an eye-opening past 2 weeks for all of us. So I completely understand why you're asking me about China and why people want me or even expect me to speak up on this issue. And it's because I've previously spoken up on so many different issues inside of our borders here in the United States. So I get it. But here's the truth. The issues I speak up on inside our borders, whether they're super serious issues like racism, police brutality, a broken education system, or issues that face fewer people, like the concept of amateurism in college athletics, which I've been very vocal about recently, these are all issues I'm well informed about, well versed on, because they're all issues I've dealt with my entire life for more than three decades, up close and personal, now that I'm a 34-year-old black American living in the United States. So I speak up on those domestic issues really for two reasons. One, because I'm very familiar with all these issues. I've lived them. And two, because I think my voice or my tweets can do good on these issues in this country. When I speak up on these domestic issues, I think it can and does help. So on the issue of China, I'm really not holding myself to any different standard. I know you want a soundbite. I know you want a tweet. I get it. And I suppose I could give you that, but then what? What happens after that? Would it do any good? Would it make any difference? Or would it just further complicate things and ultimately prove counterproductive to the larger goal? Like, please answer that question honestly. Would me speaking up on this issue do any good? Would it hurt or help whatever you want me to try to hurt or help? Like, I've thought about this a lot, and I think the best way for me to make a difference in that part of the world, if I'm even capable of making a difference in that part of the world, is for me to remain visible and present in China. And any tweet or soundbite you want me to provide would quite clearly jeopardize that. If things escalate, the NBA could be banned from China. If things escalate, I could be invisible in China. And then what good could I possibly do? So I know this is a subject on which I cannot please everybody. And I recognize reasonable minds can disagree on how I or anybody else in the NBA should handle this situation. But what I've determined after having 2 weeks to really think about it from every angle is that our Commissioner Adam Silver should be our voice on this issue and the person we trust to guide us through these complicated things. And the best way for me or any other influencer in our sport to make a difference in that part of the world is for us to stay visible and present in that part of the world. Popping off on Twitter or on camera might put that in jeopardy. So what I'm going to do is respectfully handle this another way and just hope that by being visible and present in China for many years to come, that we'll gain more by using basketball to show people in that part of the world the American way of life than we would by trying to tell people in that part of the world what's right and what's wrong. My words on this international issue won't help a thing. My tweets on this international issue won't help a thing. There are other ways, better ways, for me to make an impact in that part of the world. And I intend to explore those ways and avoid unnecessary, useless, and counterproductive soundbites in the process. It's important to be smart about this. And sometimes on complex international issues like this one, popping off on Twitter, it just isn't the smartest approach, or it's not the best way to accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, even if your heart is in the right place and even if your intentions are nothing but good. That's something I've learned over the past couple of weeks, and I hope you and NBA fans in general can understand that. How does that not work? How is that not better than what he did? It's a practical approach to a complicated issue. What he's essentially saying is that when I speak up on domestic issues, it's because I think I can make a difference. If I speak up on this international issue, I'm not going to make a difference. I'm just going to make things worse. I use my voice to try to change things for the better. My voice on this issue, whether you think it's right or wrong, my voice on this issue will not make things better. It'll only make things worse. So I'm going to take a different approach. That won't satisfy everybody. But to the extent it won't satisfy everybody, you were never going to win those people anyway without killing yourself with these other people or the Chinese government in general. There is no way to make everybody happy on this one. So what you try to do is provide a nuanced, practical approach to a complicated issue, which is much better than pointing at Daryl Morey and saying he didn't know what he was doing, he wasn't educated on the situation. You got to think about who could be harmed financially. Because when you go that route without explaining the other stuff, well, then you just miss completely. You miss with the people who hate you, but you also miss with the people who have supported you. Dan Wolkin, who will join me on Friday from USA Today, has said it is the lowest public moment of LeBron James's career. And I don't know if that's true exactly. We could just be caught up in it's the biggest thing that happened last night. But there's no denying it was a bad moment. You would think, being as smart as he is and as much in the spotlight he's been for more than half his life at this point, he'd have been better prepared for that moment, because you had to know that moment was coming, and He was not prepared for it at all. I'll take your calls on it. And the last segment of this hour, right around 4:44. But when we come back, I'll talk to Keith Easterwood.
Radio.com Cash is coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sedation. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I want to tell you about a guy named Bear. That's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Ellis, but everyone at Oak Hall just calls him Bear. Bear grew up in Munford, and he remembers in 6th grade he got a brown leather jacket with a silk lining for Christmas. That leather jacket was from Oak Hall, and Bear told me it was the first time that he remembers actually owning something nice. Something special, of deep quality, and how different that made him feel. Well, Bear grew up and he got married and he had a beautiful daughter and he tried a career in banking and he realized that banking wasn't for him. But he remembered that jacket and he contacted Oak Hall about maybe getting a job there, and he's been helping people find their own quality clothing ever since. That's what Oak Hall is all about. As Bear put it, we're lucky because we get to sell the best clothes in the world to the best people in the world. The right clothing just feels different and it makes you feel different. Someone at Oak Hall helped Bear's parents pick out that brown leather jacket, and because they got it exactly right, Bear remembers that Christmas to this day. And now when you stop in at Oak Hall, Bear will help you find what makes you feel the way he felt. So go see the incredible people at Oak Hall. But if you do, don't ask for Christopher Ellis. Ask for Bear.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want to weigh in on the LeBron James situation or ask me a question about it, we can do that in the next segment, 535-3776. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head. They text. Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
Oh, man, I taped your friend Steve Forbes with my podcast Monday, but right after that, his East Tennessee State University basketball team is picked to be the favorite in the SoCon. I think they will be. But right after that, we picked up a sponsor, mybookie.com. So we're having to put something in on that. That's good. It's good money. And then last week you mentioned my wife's bikini picture on Twitter. I picked up over 50 new followers.
Boy, she's bad on the beach.
Me in Vegas, we leave for Vegas next Wednesday. I'm really finding it humorous that they're changing the floor at FedEx Forum because it did when I saw it, you know, on TV and or on Twitter or whatever. It kind of looked odd.
It had ding-a-lings on it, Easterwood. It had two big blue ding-a-lings on it.
Somebody said they should have named it Keith Easterwood Court and been sponsored by the Blue Pill Company. But that's another story. I don't know enough. I mean, I know. You know, China's communist and whatever, and I don't get caught up in some things like that. But I listened to LeBron's last interview, and it just didn't come across real articulate, I don't think maybe is the word. So the fight on Twitter now, and it's starting to draw racial lines. Well, he's made more money, whatever. Yeah, but he still sounded odd. And, you know, if you think that he's trying to back up, it's disingenuous because he, as much as anybody's making a ton off the Chinese people, which is Nike product. But anyway, that's another story. And
You know what I think happened to him, actually? I think he spent a lot of this, and this happens sometimes. You spend a lot of time thinking about something, and you're like, okay, I got this. And then you get in the moment, and it's just you're not making the points as clearly as you made them in your head. They're not coming across the way you intended. I just think it was he's trying to thread a needle. It's a hard thing to try to explain without just saying, listen, I ain't trying to lose $1 billion in China.
Yeah, right?
So he's trying to thread a needle on a very complex issue. And then I think he got just jumbled up, and it was a poor performance that wasn't very well thought out. It was not. I'm LeBron James' biggest fan. I thought it was a terrible answer and a terrible performance.
Yeah, I just thought the way it came across wasn't good. So the Tigers got a couple of kids banged up, trying to figure out starting lineup, trying to get ready to play. I think they'll be fine coming out the gate. The big kid from Oregon was ruled ineligible today until. I think he's going to roll December 14th, so we'll miss him. So it's an exciting time. We got high school basketball cranking up here, practicing. And, you know, obviously 3 weeks they released the first poll for the playoffs for college football, NBA. I think tomorrow night there's two exhibition games on or whatever they like call them now. And Cardinals fell on the sword. So it's been a good time.
Are you a Cardinals fan? Let me ask you about that. Are you a Cardinals fan?
Oh, man, I've been a Cardinals fan since I was a baby.
Well, man, how much does it suck to watch them never score?
God, it's terrible.
They don't score anymore. I mean, it's the same team that scored 10 runs in the first inning of Game 5 against the Braves, and now they've scored a total of 2 runs in 27 innings against the Nationals. It's insane.
When McGuire was playing, we went up a lot and watched them for obvious reasons because he was hitting taters. But, you know, back in the day, even Lou Brock, Curt Flood, and all those guys, they would try to come to Memphis once a year and play an exhibition game, and we would go. So I met Jack Buck and a lot of people. When I played Stratomatic, I was the Cardinals, and the Cowboys got 3-0, and I texted my son that night. I said, I think I'm going to get back on the Cowboy bandwagon. They ain't won a game yet.
Now, they stink. You don't want to be a part of that anymore. They're not any good either. The Cardinals and the Cowboys have both fallen completely apart.
You know, the bad thing about the Cardinal baseball roster, really just I don't know if this is going to hurt them going this far, but it'll fool people because they'll keep the GM, they'll keep the manager. But that's really not that good of a ball club.
I think they've overachieved to get to the NLCS. Like that, it's really not that great of a team. Even if they did win the NLCS, like I give them credit, they won the games. But you look at the roster, that ain't the second best roster in the National League.
No, I mean Goldsmith's agent, and he was brought in to try to win now. There's issues obviously with the pitching, and then I don't think nobody saw it. It's coming, although. That Washington team's pretty doggone good.
Well, that's the thing people were worried about if the fans of other teams, like if the Nationals got in and to a lesser degree the Mets, even though those teams didn't have great seasons, boy, you get into a five-game series or a seven-game series, and with the Nationals, they can go Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Patrick Corbin back-to-back-to-back, or with the Mets, in theory, it could have been something like DeGrom, Syndergaard, Stroman back-to-back-to-back. Zach Wheeler, you're really up against it because I don't want to say pitching trumps hitting every time. It doesn't. But you go into a five-game series or seven-game series, it's not as important to have the best roster anymore. Maybe just having the best rotation is good enough. And Washington's got an incredible rotation.
Yeah, and, you know, even with Houston and the Yankees are not playing like they were playing because before they were just trying to jack balls out of the park. And they look different to me when I watch them play right now. So I don't know. Anyway, it's a good time of year. It's a fun time of year. I'm excited to see what Penny's Tigers look like. The Grizzlies, if nothing else, because of Morant, are entertaining to watch. I know he was on some highlights on ESPN today. So it's a good time. Good time for the city. Memphis football team got cheated. That's okay, too. And just been a string of bad refereeing. And I've been victim of it, of course, on a different level. But you watch and you're like, and I agree with what some of these people are saying. They need an eye in the sky, somebody who's looking at it like we're looking at it on flat screen, where you can call it and say, hey, wait a minute, you might want to check it. I think you got that wrong. It's really not that complicated, but people are starting to get pissed, players, fans, coaches, because the life of an NFL player can be short-lived. The opportunity to make extra money, get into the playoffs, and possibly win a World Series can be fleeing, and so I don't know what they're going to do. They're smarter than me, but I would think that you're going to see somebody watching and actually initiating a conversation and say, hey, look, you need to take a look at that again.
Wrap it up here with Keith Easterwood on 92.9 FM ESPN. To your point about the NFL, it's a huge problem when you're the biggest sport in this country by a significant margin, and on the Monday or the Monday after Sunday football or the Tuesday after Monday night football, people are just debating your referees and your calls. Like, if you need to have the focus on the actual game, the players, the performances. When people are talking about your officials, you've got something that needs to be addressed. I don't know the exact way to do it, but clearly they've got an officiating problem because it's become too big of a storyline in the NFL. Last thing before I let you go. Yesterday in Philadelphia, AAC Media Day, Houston got more first-place votes in the American Athletic Conference preseason poll than Penny Hardaway's University of Memphis Tigers. Does that surprise you?
You know what? I think I told you this story. Now, this particular coach is in the SEC, but he thought it was just a grandstanding when they hired him. Actually, I think he used the word a facade, even though he don't know that I noticed. He was inquiring about hiring Penny to be his assistant going back before Penny got the head job at Memphis. There are people who think he necessarily didn't pay his dues. He wasn't a grinded-out assistant on the road. They think the same thing about Mike Miller. Now, they know Matlock a little better. So you're around coaches, especially more now than me, although I still have conversation with people. There's some hate out there. And there's some hate because he turned it around quick. All the attention he's gotten from the national media. Nobody thought he was going to get the number one class in America. I mean, look where he got these kids from. They're not just Memphis guys. And college basketball coaches can be petty. And you've had conversations with them. I have. I mean, especially when you get into recruiting and taking players they thought they could get, they can be real messy. And that's what I talked to you about earlier. Him recruiting Memphis was never going to be an issue. It's when he started going after players outside of Memphis, excuse me, I think people were going to try to make it messy. You know, I don't know what he's done to anybody. I don't think he has. But when I saw that, I thought, you know what, that's kind of petty. But at the end of the day, Gary, if you're a five-star McDonald's All-American, you go to college, you got to prove it. If you're got the number one class in America, eventually you got to get a floor and you got to prove it. So there's a way for him to get some respect and shut him up, and that's go kick some ass.
And it's Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority. Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns joins me every Tuesday in the first hour. I appreciate you being here, baby.
Love you, man. Thank you. Thank you, Bennett.
All right, Easterwood. I'll see you. That's the best, the legend, Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, take your phone calls on the LeBron James China NBA situation. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. I got a tweet from Brad earlier today. He said, are you going to take phone calls? There's one question I want answered. So hopefully we'll hear from Brad. The rest of you, 535-3776. I told you how I would have answered the questions last night if I were LeBron James. Did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? What's your big issue with our king and savior now? How should, if the NBA is not handling this correctly, how should the NBA handle it? 535-376, 535-3776. We'll talk through it next.
All right, Keith Easterwood for Old Dominique Distillery, downtown Memphis, 305 Front Street. The Vodkas, the Toddies, the Hewling Station Bourbon, they got it going on. What they really got going on is they've opened the Pure Memphis Cocktail Bar. It's open Thursday through Sunday. You can go in and get authentic Memphis-made whiskey, hang out with your friends, enjoy yourself. You can take tours of the distillery, although I think Saturday they got the upstairs rented out. And if you're doing an event for your company or your family, you can rent, probably going to be a little cool for the rooftop, but you can rent downstairs, do what you want to do, go in and have you a party. They're going to take great care of you. If you go in and take a tour, say, hey, man, Easterwood sent me, and you probably get a couple of extra shots. That's Old Dominique Distillery, 305 Front Street in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee.
What would you like to be better at? Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga. According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Going to a big football game? Walking around all day? Then you'll want comfortable shoes. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Score a touchdown with a new pair of ultra-comfortable running or walking shoes from the New Balance Memphis store. At the New Balance Memphis store, we are the champions when it comes to getting you exactly the right shoes for your needs. Are you into walking or perhaps running? Whatever your style, we'll make sure you get the right shoes with the perfect fit. It's like having a personal trainer for your feet. Come into the New Balance Memphis store and give us a chance to earn your business. We've got the most sizes, the largest selection of widths, and the inspiration to get you moving. We'll make sure you have the perfect fit, and we'll treat you like the starting QB. Our job is to make sure your feet are happy. Visit the New Balance Memphis store, located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway, behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Welcome to More Than Enough Reason with Geico. You're at an amusement park on the first hill of the biggest roller coaster in the state.
Oh, boy.
Your fear of heights was more than enough reason to never get on in the first place.
Acrophobia, schmacrophobia. That's what I say.
You've also got more than enough reason to switch to Geico. Because not only could Geico save you hundreds, but they're also the second largest insurer in the country. Now that's a track record you can trust.
Wow, I can see my house from here.
And since Geico is available 24/7, it's no wonder customers have the faith to give them a 97% customer satisfaction rating, which is more faith than you have going into that second loop.
Eyes on the horizon! Eyes on the horizon!
So, as you notice you've been tensing muscles you never knew you even had, you can at least relax knowing Geico is always there for you online or over the phone. Now, if you could only get off this ride.
Okay, need a little help. Think I might have pulled something. Okay.
Geico. More reasons than ever to switch today.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you.
Don't love me then.
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff. stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feel so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and
LeBron James made headlines last night when he tried to talk for the first time about the strained relationship between the NBA and China. He did not do well. We talked about it in the opening segment. I promised I'd take your calls on it in this segment. I'm a man of my word. Usually. But especially right now. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We'll start with Daniel. Daniel, it's Gary. How you doing?
GP, what it do, homie?
What's up, baby? You all right?
Yeah, I'm well, man. You know, I respect your mind. I respect your nuance. You're a very talented individual. But and I might be off with this, but what I'm hearing is basically a bunch of white men telling an African-American man how to feel about another country as it pertains to why he should represent or at least he should uphold democracy in the same country that, you know, as an African-American, leave the money aside. He still had N-word spray painted on his home recently. He's dealt with issues that might not necessarily make him feel as if he can stand up honestly for America, which is why he made it a nuanced and complicated answer. And I don't think no one is given the opportunity to delve into why he feels it's complicated. We're just trying to subscribe it to business interest, and we're not looking at the complexity of why him as an African-American male might answer that question in that manner. And that's a little unsettling to me. But I do appreciate you brought nuance to the conversation.
Daniel, I appreciate that. Let me make a couple of points here. First off, I, with all due respect, I don't think LeBron made a very nuanced answer, provided a very nuanced answer to a complicated issue. Like, I think he should have been more nuanced. And to the extent that people, as Daniel put it, white men are trying to tell LeBron James what how he should feel about another country, like, that's just, what he should say about another country. That's just, the truth is, the white men who are angriest at LeBron James right now, they're upset based on what he won't say about another country. And in fact, if we boil it down to what actually happened, LeBron James was telling Daryl Morey, a white man, what to say and what he should and shouldn't say about China, or should and shouldn't tweet about China, not necessarily the other way around. So I don't know that LeBron James' race has much to do with this specific topic. To the extent that LeBron James is a big figure in this ongoing saga, it's because he's the biggest figure in the NBA. He's the individual, probably, who has more to lose than anybody else by a strained relationship between the NBA and China. And so I wish he would have been more nuanced than what he was. You know, his largest point in that 7-minute conversation he had with media last night was that, you know, you've got to think before you tweet, and you've got to understand the ramifications of your actions before you take off down that path. With I think independent of everything else is like probably wise advice for anybody, but it misses the larger point. The extent that LeBron James is accepting or enduring criticism today, it's not rooted in anything other than people want him to say something that he is unwilling to say. And the reason he's unwilling to say it is obviously because of financial concerns. He hinted at that last night. My only point is that there is a way to acknowledge it's impractical to denounce China, given who he is, without appearing like you're just pointing a finger at Daryl Morey or unwilling to speak up on an issue the way you've spoken up on so many issues before. Like, I wish he would have been a little more thoughtful. I wish he would have been a little more nuanced. I thought it was an incredible missed opportunity for him, while recognizing it is a hard needle to thread. This is a complex issue where simply speaking the truth is not going to do LeBron James or the NBA or anybody else any good. I don't pretend that it's easy for him to stand there and have to address this topic, given all of the strings that are attached to him and every word he says. But he could have done better than what he did, and he should have done better than what he did. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Gary? Hey. Listen, I'm a LeBron James fan, but I addressed him on my Facebook page, Facebook Live this morning. Number one, I'm a Christian. Number two, I believe in people have equal rights. Being a former veteran, I've been to Hong Kong twice. Hong Kong is a westernized country, and it was in control by the British for 156 years and was turned over in 1997 back to China. China's a communist nation. They want Hong Kong to fall in line with communism. And those folks who've been westernized for so long under the British culture, they do not want to. So the thing is, my stand is that you stand for human rights over money, because the Bible said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Final point. Muhammad Ali considered the cost. But you know what? He stood for what he believed in regardless of what it was going to cost him. When you have true integrity, you stand up for righteousness, for what's right, regardless of the consequences that come. China makes all the sneakers. They make all the clothes at cheaper rates. And so LeBron is looking at their bottom line, and NBA is looking at their bottom line. They sold their hearts out to the devil, man.
I appreciate the phone call, Rodney. Here's the truth. I can't argue with any of that. Like, Rodney is right. There are people on this planet who are willing to sacrifice everything to do what they believe is right, to say what they believe is right. Muhammad Ali, once upon a time, a great example of that. More recently, probably not more controversially, but certainly controversial in his own way, Colin Kaepernick sacrificed his NFL career to stand up for something he believed in. He just did. You know, I know people mock the Nike commercial where, you know, it's Colin Kaepernick saying, you know, he's willing to risk everything, whatever the, you know, slick Nike phrase was. Like, oh, what did he really risk? He risked his career. He lost his career as a professional football player because he took a knee during the national anthem in a way to draw attention to racial inequality and police brutality in this country. And so Rodney's exactly right. Colin Kaepernick was willing to sacrifice his career. Muhammad Ali was willing to sacrifice all sorts of things. And you can have nothing. And it's funny because, like, some of the same people who will swear by Muhammad Ali think Colin Kaepernick's the devil. And probably if they would have lived during Muhammad Ali's times, would have thought he was the devil. But all these years removed, it's like, Muhammad Ali was the greatest. You're not fooling anybody. But it is true that those are the greatest examples of people who were willing to sacrifice whatever they had to sacrifice to stand up for what they believe is right. I'm just telling you, in the real world, not a lot of people are willing to do that. I wouldn't be willing to do that. I wouldn't be willing to sacrifice my career to make a stance on probably anything. I got 3 kids, a wife. I like my direct deposits. If you told me, GP, what do you think about this issue? And I said, well, off the record, here's what I think. And they said, okay, will you talk about that on radio, even if it will cost you your job? Well, no, probably not. I'm not trying to lose my job. The only point I've made is LeBron James probably more like me than he is like Colin Kaepernick. And obviously got much more to lose. But you know who else is the same way? Donald Trump. He could denounce China whenever he wants to for the exact same reasons you want LeBron James to do it. Who is in a better position to stand up for democracy and denounce communism? A professional basketball player or the president of the United States? The answer is pretty clear to me. I don't know how you can be so mad about LeBron James not speaking up when you're not mad about the other guy not speaking up. Like, it cuts both ways. But here's the truth. Neither will stand up and say what you want them to say for the exact same reason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.